Next patient is Lucille Graham. The last name is G-R-A-H-A-M. Lucille is the first name, L-U-C-I-L-L-E. This is a clinical case of a 68-year-old Jamaican female that has had a long-standing history of diabetes mellitus, and she was CKD3B. However, the patient developed severe proteinuria that was present even with good control of the blood sugar. And for that reason, we decided to do a kidney biopsy that was consistent with focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, perihilar variant. During this biopsy, there was no evidence of immunofluorescence because there were no glomerulus in the sample that was devoted to with that purpose. The patient had 13 of the 23 glomeruli sclerosed and 50% of the interstitium was the patient, 50% of the interstitium was with fibrosis. The patient had a proteinuria of 7. Today she came with a anemia of 7.1. The potassium 5.4, the CO2 19, and the patient doesn't have a blood pressure. Significantly elevated, 121 over 89 with a heart rate of 74. This patient has 7 grams of protein in the urine. The safest approach at this particular moment is dialysis. The patient was explained that with the estimated GFR of 6 and the above mentioned changes is the safest approach, and for that reason we sent him to emergency room. I talked to Dr. Selley, S-E-L-L-E-Y, as well as Dr. Franjul, with the nephrologist in charge. Franjul, F-R-A-N-J-U-L, period. The case was discussed with the patient and with the daughter, period.